In today's episode, I share a snippet of the quarter one forecast, which was recorded during a recent live event. It shares not only one, not only two, but three key messages for the first few months of 2024.
I want to share with you the cards that I pulled for the first quarter. Now, I pulled these, I don't know, late last year, usually around October, November, I start working on the year ahead. And there were three cards that were pulled. So Q1 is all about redefined boundaries, the solar plexus chakra, and manifest. So most of you, if not all of you, bought the bundle and you would have received the collective energy forecast. So this now starts to build into what is in that, in the collective energy forecast. Many of you also have your personal energy forecast. So I want you to start layering all of this together. So essentially what these three cards together mean: redefined boundaries. I mentioned it before in relation to self-love, which is the overarching collective thing. Redefining boundaries, first and foremost, is about the benchmark or the set point where we say that we will stand for this, but not, you know, either side of it. It's not necessarily about putting up scaffolding to keep the world out, but it is about a discernment and a sense of self to know what is good enough for us and what's not, and also to hold ourselves to account to the boundaries that we've set, that we're not overstepping someone else's boundaries as well. I would add here that the redefined boundaries card will often come up when there is a shift in, like, what's the word I'm looking to, geographical boundaries. So it could be your actual fence line, postcode. If we're talking at a much bigger scale, I would be thinking in terms of like school catchments and electoral boundaries, the sort of big picture boundaries that we seem to be influenced by. We may see some of those shift and change. I don't follow the news closely enough. I think there will be, at least where I am in Queensland, there's going to be an election at some point. I should have paid more attention when I did political science, but gerrymandering, where they change the boundaries to benefit themselves. Watch out for that. But it can apply at the personal level, of course. How loving can you be, and what needs to be put in place to support your own self-love? But it's not just the redefined boundaries card. We have it with the solar plexus, and we also have it with manifest. So the solar plexus chakra card is certainly a reminder to pay attention to your energy centers and the flow of energy, but particularly the themes of this energy center, which for me is everything to do with self. So self-worth, self-esteem, self-acceptance, self-image, but it's also our inner strength, inner confidence. And so we've got these two kind of intrinsically linked ideas here, that can we have enough inner strength and confidence to uphold our own boundaries? Can our presence take up enough room to hold those boundaries? I want you to play around with this. I'll give you an example. When I sat down tonight, it's too dark now, but you might have seen the fence line behind me here. I don't know what my neighbors are up to, but they had summer holidays and they had kids in the backyard and they were having a few drinks. And I was like, no, not tonight. So I sat down and took up space, and they were more or less gone by the time I'd admitted you all in. So you create the space energetically for how much room you want to take up. And it is another way of holding your boundary. So try it. Those of you who are about to head back into family life after this, or I can see inside my house that my husband and the kids are waiting for me to come in and watch a movie. And I might just put all the space around me so there's not anyone sitting on top of me on the couch when I go in. Think about what those boundaries are, whether it is in a conversation, whether it's a physical boundary, but how much presence and inner strength and confidence do you, it's almost like the force field that you're going to put out around you. But it's not just the two cards, there's a third. And so the manifest card is also here. So it's a big first quarter. Now, the manifest card is always quite welcome because, of course, it lets us know that what we're working towards is coming towards us, that there's reason here for celebration, that what we are intending is coming towards us. And so the way that I'm going to put all three of these together is the more that you're working with your own sense of self and your power and presence, and you use that as your force field to enforce your boundaries and to honor what you've promised yourself, the more quickly things will take off. The idea of manifesting can be if something already exists that we attract it to us. And so the idea of the 12 universal laws and the law of attraction in particular, and this idea that if it's out there, I'll magnetize it towards me. I absolutely believe that is possible. But we can't attract to us what doesn't already exist. And I often use the example of writing a book, that I could manifest a book deal, but I had to do the work. I had to sit down and write it and stay in it and make it manifest. So while we're holding that space, while we are taking up room, what are we actually able to generate and create in that space that we're taking up? What do you want to do with the room that you have, with the energy and the resources that you have?